You recognize this face. It's John Clayton of ESPN. He covers the NFL and has done so brilliantly for the last, two, three decades. As the Texans approach the draft with this number one pick, we find out some of the measurements on these quarterbacks. Is it definitely going to be a quarterback, you think? Do they move? What's your take on what happens with this first pick?
It's still uncertain. Yeah. I mean, I think that, and particularly, too, with May 8th being the time, I mean, I think it comes down to, you know, one of the top two quarterbacks. My guess would be I can't know where they're going to stand as far as Bridgewater versus Manziel. You know, the fact that Manziel came out with bigger hands than Bridgewater, that may seem like a little thing, but that may actually help out Manziel in the process. But still, you've got to look at Jadeveon Clowney because of how talented he is. I mean, in the end, they need a quarterback. I mean, unfortunately, it kind of ran afoul last year for Matt Schaub, a new coach coming in with good quarterback skills as far as his coaching. I would still think it's going to be a quarterback, but honestly, I don't think anybody can pick right now what Houston's going to do and be accurate about it.
Yeah, and you bring up the new coach. How much did you like that hire, Bill O'Brien, coming to the Texans?
I like it. I mean, I kind of look at it, it's like, you know, in 2013, Andy Reid was like the first-round draft choice, and the way that Bob McNair handled this, you know, he made Bill O'Brien the first-round draft choice. You know, he came out, was very defined in what he wanted. He wanted somebody with NFL experience and head coaching experience, and that head coaching experience can come from college. And a lot of times now when you make a coaching change, if you get your first choice, a lot of times it works out. And so I think in a lot of ways, I think that bodes well. I mean, you know, once Kansas City hired Andy Reid, you knew good things were going to happen. And, of course, it was very similar because, you know, you think as the year was going on in Kansas City, they had an idea what they wanted to do. As time was going on before the end of the year, Bob McNair was going to do, and he acted quickly, wasted no time, gave Bill the opportunity to get the kind of staff that he wants, and that usually works into something very good.
Yeah, you bring up that staff. It's an eclectic mix. The headliner, I suppose, is Romeo Crennel, the defensive coordinator. What do you think of that mix of guys that are going to be coaching under O'Brien?
I like it. I mean, you know, because, I mean, you know, there's a good track record with Bill Belichick type of guys, and Romeo's one of the nicest guys. Now, again, he's replacing one of the nicest guys in Wade Phillips, but both have great track records. And I think that Wade had enough stuff in place that all Romeo has to do is try to fine-tune it, you know, make a couple little strategic fixes, not as far as what the philosophy is, just make sure the personnel's there. I mean, is Antonio Smith going to be back? You know, try to more fill the personnel voids than anything else. But Romeo's a good coach and has always had a good success rate. And, you know, now the fact that he's back with Bill O'Brien, it should work out very well. Although, Wade, we want to make sure you get a good job someplace. We miss you.
Yeah, that is true. You know, with the roster probably going to be turned over, how much of this roster is going to be turned over?
I hope not too much, because I don't think it needs to be turned over too much. I mean, you know, now there's some things that have to be, I think, decided long-term along the offensive line. I think that, you know, some things have to start to be sorted out in the secondary, because, you know, the moves that were made several years ago were all big successes. One of the reasons why the Texans had two straight runs to the playoffs and were, you know, considered to be the leading team in the division last year, unfortunately, it didn't work out. Quarterback is obviously the most important thing. And then, you know, maybe continuing to add to the receiving core, make sure that everything's going to be okay at the tight end position, check to make sure there's enough depth in the secondary. But it's not like there needs to be – this is not a team that needs 30 new players.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that needs to strategically, you know, make sure that 15 to 17 guys, you know, the cap situation is all workable. But I don't think it needs a lot of changes, except it does need to make a change at quarterback.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Matt Schaub, T.J. Yates, Case Keenum on the roster, not necessarily in that order. How many of them stick around, do you think?
I mean, you would have to think that maybe one would stick around. I think it's going to be hard for, you know, two, because, I mean, do you really want to keep Case and Yates? I mean, I think that's going to be debatable, and that's going to be, you know, again, it works, but again, is that what Bill O'Brien wants? I think from the strategy standpoint, I mean, T.J. Yates was successful, was played in a playoff game. Case showed some things last year. So they don't need to go out and get somebody else, but maybe if Bill had somebody in college that he looked at as an undrafted guy, maybe they would bring that in. Pretty evident that Matt Schaub's going to be playing someplace else next year. I mean, with a $15.5 million contract average and cap room needed and there's no guarantees, I mean, you know he's going to be off the roster. But I think they could be comfortable keeping both. But then if you're going to be a new coach coming in trying to build something, you know, he may want to bring in one more young quarterback, you know, and I don't know what that means for TJ or Case, but I'd have to think one of the two is going to still be there.
Last thing, out of all the players, regardless of what round they're projected to go, who's your favorite player at the combine this year?
I think they would probably, I mean, this may sound strange, but somebody like a Greg Robinson. This guy's a freak. I mean, you know, what, he's 335 pounds. He can do a 360 dunk, right? I mean, he's going to vertical over 30. I mean, he can run a 4.8. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. And the story that I heard, he was watching the Super Bowl, And so, you know, here's a guy that, you know, pretty much is in pass pro all the time because of Auburn's offense. And he was looking at Cliff Averill getting past Orlando Franklin. And he was saying after the play, and just noticing it on TV, he says, okay, so his hands were down on the one side. And, of course, his foot was over a little bit too far in the left. So somebody replayed that, and it's exactly what happened. I mean, he knows that technique coming out of college. And, you know, a guy that big and strong, you don't even have to know technique in college. He knows that.
Yeah, he puts it all together, and he's a guy that, you know, it sounds like, and you can never predict the future, but it sounds like a guy you can lock in at the left tackle position for the next decade.
Yeah, because, I mean, the big thing is, I mean, he's played left tackle. Mm-hmm. That makes it even better because, you know, sometimes you have that conversion from right tackle to left tackle, but in this case, I mean, you just plug him into left tackle and just let him blow people down.
Great stuff, as always, from John Clayton of ESPN. We thank you for the time.